long ago in a cafeteria far, far away, desert farm boy Luke Cakewalker from the planet Tangerine ponders his place setting in the universe, unaware that in the great void beyond, the evil, wicked, mean, and bad and nasty empire is embroiled in a jumbo-sized battle against a hardy band of doughty rebels.
Here I stand, day after day, slopping Soylent Green in a womp rat-infested greasy spoon for bug-eyed banthas. Why can't I be working for a high-class Imperial caterer, or in a slick military mess hall on one of those Imperial stomach destroyers? That's where I belong. Right, R2 Defrost? I swear, R2, you're the noisiest mobile refrigerator unit this side of the Milky Way. Here, let me kick that rattle out of you.
Candygram for Canapé! Candygram for Canapé!
Help us, Ochre Walk Canapé. You are our only hope.
Wow. Feast your senses on that, R2. A candygram of a beautiful woman in a long apron with huge cinnamon rolls pasted on her head. How long have you carried that around, R2? Yeah. Ain't she scrumptious? Wonder who Ochre Walk Canapé is. Maybe he's related to old Uncle Ben Canapé, who lives behind the pizza parlor down the street. What do you think, R2? Should we go check it out? Oh, R2, you never have any taste for adventure. Come on, let's make like a banana and split.
Boy, this neighborhood sure has gone to pot recently. Look, we even got those weird little brown Javas running around here.
Cup of coffee, cup of tea, cup of coffee, cup of coffee, cup of coffee, cup of coffee, cup of coffee.
No, I don't want coffee, any coffee. Coffee. Now, make like an egg and beat it. Mush, go away. Hey, wait a minute. What's that big human-shaped espresso machine you got there?
I am not a primatoid percolator, sir. I am C3 Peeler, and I can section, peel, and core over 650,000 different fruits and vegetables.
Ha, bit of a gay blade, aren't you?
That's a rather stale joke, sir.
Well, Mother told me never to get fresh with strangers. How much are these mocha-covered moochers selling you for?
20 clams, sir.
Well, I guess I can shell out that much. Here. Now let's go see if we can find Uncle Ben. Now cut that out, R2. A computerized coffee pot I don't need.
This is dangerous territory we're getting into, guys. Something smells fishy about this place, and I don't think it's the seafood. Oh, clam up, you shrimpy cybernoid. I think I see something moving up ahead in the alley. Funny little white things. Uh-oh, I think they're...
The Pillsbury Doughboys! Look out, Master Luke!
Batter up, guys!
Coming towards us. It's a giant rolling pin, and it's flattening all the doughboys into a huge pizza crust. And behind the rolling pin is...
Uncle Ben Canapé!
What's this? You'd better come inside, Luke. It's a nice you come to visit me, but this is an unwholesome neighborhood, you know? Now what are those? You're bringing me kitchen appliances? You know I don't use them things, Luke.
Yeah. I know some people call you a crackpot because of that. But this is my mobile refrigeration unit, R2 Defrost, and he's got a candygram addressed to you. Cough it up, R2.
I am Princess Lotta Oregano, Senator from the planet Applebaum. Darth O'Matic, Dark Lord of the Sink, and his evil emperor are scouring the galaxy in order to rid it of all traces of home cooking, hoping to replace it with entirely automated, institutionalized kitchens in which all the food tastes the same. Bland.
I've eaten in places like that.
Hidden in this refrigeration unit is the secret recipe for egg salad sandwiches. It must be delivered safely to the rebel hideout without falling into Darth O'Matic's blades. As usual, should you or any of your Jello Knights be caught or killed, this senator will disavow any knowledge of your actions. Help us, Ochre Walk Canapé. You are our only hope.
Yeah, quite a radishing beauty. You never know what'll turn up in one of these refrigeration units.
Wow, I didn't know you were a Jello Knight, Uncle Ben. What is a Jell-O Knight, anyway?
The Dunamites were the greatest desert chefs this side of the Milky Way, Luke. For generations, we defended the galaxy from all forms of automated and instant cooking. In the end, we were defeated during the Scone Wars. And now, Dothamatic's legions rule the kitchens of the galaxy. Your father, Cakewalker, was a Jello Knight, but he was creamed by Dothamatic himself. Here. He would have wanted you to have this.
Wow, a light egg beater.
A sophisticated utensil from a more savory time. And now you'd better be off to rescue the princess.
What? Aren't you coming along?
Well, now, such spicy capers really aren't my cup of tea anymore, Luke. Getting old, you know. Aging like fine wine.
Pickling like old cucumbers. Ben, you gotta come with me. I don't know what I'm doing out there.
That's true. And if I go, that'll make two of us. Ah, well, the price of the pudding and all that. Let us go, Luke.
This place.
This is the scumdriest bar in Gross Icing Spaceport, Luke. Any pilot stupid enough to help us get off this planet would be hanging out here. Ah, now there's a likely looking fellow.
No, Chubaclava, that's the last cookie treat you get today. Now simmer down. You're starting to resemble a giant macaroon already. We're gonna have to put you on a diet pretty soon.
Excuse me, you're ham salad, aren't you? My friend and I are looking for a pilot skillful enough to get us off this planet without being noticed or captured by the Imperial troops. Can you do it?
Can we do it? Ha! My ship, the Marshmallow Falcon, made the casserole run in just 12 parsnips. But it'll cost you. You got the bread?
You'll get plenty of bullion upon our safe arrival in the apple bomb system.
Bullion, eh? Gold bullion?
Chicken bullion.
Even better. Sounds peachy keen to me. Now if... Hey! What's that noise?
Jesus! The cops!
Dorm supers! You guys must have really stirred something up.
Oh, we better make like an egg and scramble.
Come on, let's make off, Chewie! The apple bomb system, but I don't see any planet. Just some flattened cans and broken bottles.
Wow, apple bomb must have been sauced. Now what do we do?
I don't know. Wait, I do see something. Looks like a big hunk of green cheese, so it must be a moon of some kind.
Well, it looks more like a big pie in the sky to me.
Oh no, then it must be an Imperial Death Star.
And it's pulling us in. Boy, these Empire guys sure got a lot of crust.
I thought I smelled your foul stench in this, Darthomatic. Doesn't anyone ever throw you in the dishwasher?
Still a bit peppery, aren't we, Princess?
Well, shouldn't I be after you just turned my home into a planetary puree?
Come, come, let's not cry over spilt milk, Princess. I had to prove to you that this was no picnic. Now, where is the secret recipe for egg salad sandwiches?
I'll never spill the beans to you, Darthomatic.
Perhaps you would like to see the insides of a blender yourself, Princess.
No, no, all right. It's on the planet Dramamine.
Of course. Granola Muffin, take her to the cellar and throw her in a beer vat.
What?
Really, Princess, you didn't expect me to believe such baloney. Obviously, you don't know beans about how the Empire operates. We have already checked the Dramamine system and found not a sausage. You've gone against the grain once too often, Princess. Now take her away.
You're such a rotten egg, Darth. You chicken-hearted, lily-livered...
Please! Such compliments will spoil me.
My lord, we have captured a rebel ship and are bringing it aboard.
Excellent. Our first harvest of the season. Thank you, Granola Muffin. Now we will see what foods these morsels be.
My lord, we have the ship, but it appears to be deserted.
Well, if that doesn't take the cake, keep searching. They must be somewhere.
Chewie, it's a good thing we got these darn super bibs. They should get us by unnoticed. Put down that super, Chewie. You know that'll ruin your appetite, and they rot your teeth besides. Look, we have to cook up a diversion while Luke rescues the princess and Okrawak turns off the sticky beam on the Marshmallow Falcon. I found an arsenal of banana cream pies to hold off the supers with. Speak of the devil's food. Here they come now. Get ready, Chewie. Don't fire till you see the egg whites of their eyes.
Princess Oregano, we found you!
Aren't you a little short for,
We're friends of the Rebellion, Princess, and we've come to rescue you. Now we've got to take it on the lam.
Oh, about time. If I'd have stayed in there any longer, I could borrow you stand up.
Come on, Princess, hop to it. These are my friends, Ham Salad and Chewbaclava.
Those are your friends? Boy, out of the frying pan into the fire.
Cannon, Princess, you're no hot tomato yourself.
Ham, we're surrounded!
Oh, that's just Ducky. Does this chicken outfit have any other special plans, Turkey?
No, I figured we'd just fudge it from here.
Great. If you get any other half-baked ideas, Potato Head, let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to find my own way to lick this problem.
Wow! She just blew a hole in the floor and dove right in.
Ain't that just like a woman, lying down on the job. Well, this operation is pretty much down the drain anyway. Might as well follow her.
Beats me.
Well, that's using the old noodle, isn't it, Princess?
Listen, Pudding Brain, we're better off here than loafing around upstairs where we would have been fried.
Strange. The walls are curved, and the floor is uneven, and has sharp edges in spots. Huh, I wonder.
What's happening?
Well, honey, looks like you just dumped us into a giant garbage disposal unit, and any moment now we're going to be chopped into a rebel ragu sauce. In fact, I ought to choke you for...
Cool it, you prickly pear. We gotta find a way out of here. C-3-Peeler, can you read me?
Master Luke, is that you? R2 and I got caught in the Death Tide galley, and R2 had to disguise himself as a toaster oven, and they've been using me as a can opener. Oh, the humiliation of it all.
Sounds like a rum deal to me, C-3-Peeler. Anyway, we're stuck in a garbage disposal, and somebody's turned it on. Can you get us out of here?
Would some liquid plumber or Drano help?
No, just shut off the disposal. Quick!
Oh, these humans were always having to pull their chestnuts out of the fire. Flick the switch, R2.
Hurry, Falcon's this way.
Look, it's Uncle Ben, and he's fighting Darth-O-Matic. Oh no, don't let him get you. Look out! Darth-O-Matic made him a shish canape.
Come on, Luke, before our own goose is cooked.
What? And let Darth think I'm chicken? I'm going!
Bake off, Chewie!
Curses. Reynolds wrapped again.
Ham, set a course for the rebel base in the oven system.
What? Wait a minute, Princess. I only agreed to rescue you, and this trip hasn't exactly been gravy train for me.
Why, you mealy-mouthed mound of mincemeat, is that all you care about is your stomach?
Listen, sweetie, life isn't just a bowl of cherries.
I'll say, right now it's the pits.
Well, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. There's no such thing as a free lunch, you know.
Oh, yeah? Well, then how about 2 free dinners if you take me to the rebel base?
I'll take it. Which way do we go?
Meanwhile, back on the Death Tart.
Granola Muffin, have you plotted the course of the Marshmallow Falcon?
Yes, my lord. They're headed for the third planet in the oven system.
Excellent. We'll just follow them and make sure the planet lives up to its name. We'll make those rebels stew in their own juices. That should set things in apple pie order again.
Oh, lord, you're so oily.
Don't try to butter me up, Muffin. I haven't forgotten how you let those rebels slip away.
Yes, sir. We should be entering the oven system any moment.
Good. Set the course for 450 degrees for 60 minutes. Soon that rebel base will be no more than 7 million tons of planetary pot roast.
But, on the rebel base, those doughty rebels are rising to the occasion.
It'll be duck soup, guys. You just fly around the Death Tart, dropping Alka-Seltzer bombs into it, while we maneuver it into the gravity well of the planet. That will melt it as it falls into the atmosphere.
What if that doesn't work?
Well, then I guess we'll all be heading for that great potluck buffet in the sky.
I get the point. All right, men, let's make like Montezuma's Revenge and get them in the end. Red Dye Leader number 2. This is Blue Dye Leader number 6. Do you copy?
Clear as mud, Luke. Let's go bring home the bacon.
Right. I have the Death Tart in my sights now. I'll destroy that thing if I have to use my bare hands.
Use the fork, Luke.
Huh? What? Is that you, Uncle Ben?
Didn't your mother ever teach you how to eat? Use the fork.
Oh, yeah. I just push this button and... a giant trident pops out of the plane's nose cone, by gum. Just in time, too.
Look out, Luke! Darth America's right behind you in a tire butter! I'll try and cover your ear, but... oh, he got me!
Gosh, Blue Dye Leader just got creamed. Looks like the fat's in the fire now.
Let's see how you like eating crow, Cakewalker.
You know what they say, Darth. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen! Go ahead, kid.
Thanks, Ham.
Oh, look! He's eating the Death Tart! I've never seen anyone eat so fast!
He's almost done already!
I can't believe he ate the whole thing!
Unfortunately, could not be here due to a massive case of indigestion. Ham Salad and his coconut-covered friend, Chupa Clava. Let's have a big hand for them. All right. Ah, my hero.
Thanks, Princess.
Not you, Turkey. My hero sandwich. It just arrived and I'm starving.
always cool as a cucumber, your hungriness.
Isn't that rather like the pot calling the kettle black? Speaking of which, let's not forget those stalwart kitchen appliances, R2 Defrost and C3Peeler. And just to show our appreciation for your services, you will all receive a chocolate-covered manhole cover suitable for hanging around your neck.
I'd rather have an albatross.
Yay!
And coming soon from Paradox Pictures, the sequel, The Empire Bakes Off. Number 5 in a baker's dozen of movies in the Food Wars saga. You'll see all your old friends, plus Yogurt the Jello Master, Spammo Casserolian the Methane Gas Miner, and Bon Bon Feta Cheese the Bounty Hunter. Coming soon to a cafeteria near you.